Got it, Rex.
Oh, hi. My name's Damien. I was just wondering about with the Liberty GTB calipers, whether they can be refurbished.
The sliding calipers or the Brembos?
The sliding ones. Just the ones that hold the, you know, the 315.
Probably could. I can't say we have. Most people would probably just go buy a used caliper and slap that on there, or
Yeah,
upgrade to Brembos.
because what I got was I actually got some off a. I've spoken to you guys before, and I was in recently for with my Forester. I'm looking at upgrading the on my Forester the front calipers to the Liberty ones. So I got them off a Liberty that was being padded out. But I noticed the rubbers or something were maybe looking a little worn or something. Like maybe they didn't look
The
like another
seals, you
bit.
mean?
The seals, that's right, yeah.
They're only dust seals. They don't really do much.
Okay.
Yeah, they just stop dust from getting inside.
Right, okay. Because the other thing that looked a bit weird was the inside of the it kind of looked a bit rusty or something. Was that no big deal?
Which part, sorry, inside? On the inside of the piston? Like the part you can like visually see, that's pretty normal. You get a bit of water in there, the water sits in there and just rusts it. That inside doesn't really go anywhere. Like you haven't pulled the
That's all
pistons
right.
out, have you?
Sorry?
You haven't pulled the pistons out?
No, I haven't, no.
No, that should be fine. So a little bit of surface rust doesn't really do much on that surface. Like nothing actually
Okay.
goes there. So you're talking about where you slip the pad in, you've got the two pistons and then they sit against the pad inside those pistons, yeah?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Ah, sweet, because I've got to book in some time with you guys to add those, like put those on and then upgrade the brake
Yeah, I probably wouldn't worry
hoses.
about rebuilding them.
Okay.
That's yeah. If it's just the rubber seals are a little bit sort of dry on the outside and it's not like leaking, I wouldn't worry about that.
They'll still perform all right, you reckon?
That's just the dust seal on the outside that you can see, so you can't actually see the real seal.
Okay. And
Yeah.
I forgot how much you guys quoted me. So it was to get the replace the two calipers at the front, and I, you know, if I supply the rotors and the brake pads and everything.
Is
So
that for all round or just front only?
the Liberty GT calipers will only be for the front.
Yeah, but I mean like pads and rotors.
Pads and rotors, that'll be all round.
Yeah, so normally
And
it's
then the
3 hours
brake line.
labour. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it'd be 3 hours labour to do pads and rotors.
Oh, yeah.
And then probably another two to do the brake lines. The calipers you do at the same time as the brake lines, that's all part of the job anyway. So there's about 5 hours labour in total there. So
We're
that's about
talking.
750.
Got it. Okay. Right, so it'll be about that, eh? Okay. All right, I've got to figure out a time to
That and then plus brake fluid if you're not supplying brake fluid.
All right,
Which is like
okay.
$35.
Oh, okay, no big deal. Okay. All right, let me get all this stuff and get back to you guys, I guess.
Yeah, done. Easy.
Also, do you guys, I think I asked this last time, you know the cubby for the inside the cooler box? Do you guys
Yeah.
install those? I can't remember what you guys said last time.
Inside the cabin?
Yeah, so because installing it's fine, as in putting the actual box in is fine. It's just there's some sort of little hoses that come with it. And I think they tap into something existing, probably like the heater hose or something like that.
Sorry, I'm not sure which box we're talking about.
Oh, like some of the JDM Foresters came with this kind of cooler box,
We
like
can
the
have a look at
heater.
it. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Yeah, we'd have to have a look.
Okay. Righto. All right. Thanks, dude. I'll just get back to you guys.
All good. Easy.
Yeah, bye.
Thanks.